What's happening, everybody? We're back for another episode of the QB List Podcast. It's Brian and Mario here to break down the Week 5 matchups. How you doing today, man?
Brian, I am doing excellent, except in my one, nobody cares about my fantasy leagues, but in my one remaining Survivor League, I surprisingly have a ton of Bears and Packers. So I'm going to need to know how to fill in those spots because I am in trouble. I am in danger of getting chopped and I don't want that.
Yeah, it's getting grim out there, folks. It's the first week with bye weeks. Week 4 ended with a bang, multiple ACL tears, lots of, the injuries kept rolling there Monday through, as we're recording this Thursday evening, just before the Thursday night football. But we can't thank you enough for coming to hang out with us. We appreciate you, whether you're watching here on YouTube and liking, subscribing, or on the podcast where you can do the same. Drop us a review, follow us, give us a comment, whether you're on Spotify. But, let's get the clock up on the board. You ready to get this thing kicked off?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. As usual, folks, we put 3 minutes up on that timer. We're going to go through every one of these games. We're starting off with Minnesota at Cleveland there in London. So here we go. It's a 4.5-point favorites are the Minnesota Vikings. Dude, this one's rough. 35.5 points. That's all we've got here in this one. It's bad. We've got backups on both sides. J.J. McCarthy still out. Rookie Dylan Gabriel, the third round for Cleveland, is drawing the start. So it's him versus Wentz. And really, we don't need to know too much about these quarterbacks as far as starting them, right?
Carson Wentz kind of been on fire these last 2 weeks, even though like his team obviously did poorly last week. Wentz was kind of serviceable. I'm pulling it up now really quick. He was quarterback 9 last week, 13 the week before. This is a much tougher defense, though. Like, he was at Pitt and then hosted Cincinnati, 2 really bad defenses. So I probably am not looking to start him here. He's like a high quarterback 2 for me. But again, bye weeks, we talked about it. Atlanta, Green Bay, Chicago, and Pittsburgh. So if you're in danger, I don't hate the Wentz here.
Yeah, I was looking at like sack props for this game and some of the books. They're too afraid to put them out right now. I'm pretty excited. Yeah. Rolling to the running backs here. Jordan Mason's been a nice fill-in for us as we see Aaron Jones still on IR. I want to avoid with him. We kind of talked about this game last week with the as far as Detroit going up against the Browns, and I didn't like David Montgomery. I thought it was kind of an avoid, and I'm feeling this is a very similar situation. Jordan Mason gets very minimal work through the air, and if he gets clogged up there, I think it's kind of what's going to happen. So, like, you might have to play him because of the bye weeks, but I'm fading him.
I would agree with that. And we're even kind of looking where 2 weeks ago when he first won that job, he was electric, 23.6 points. Last week, again, at Pittsburgh, 8.7 points. So he really fell off the cliff there. So looked pedestrian last week. Even tougher matchup this week. I agree. I am fading him. You start him if you have to. But on the other side, I mean, Studkins, I love. Oh, I love Judkins. I've come all the way around on him. I have him as a really high 2, flirting with the 1.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think he's, you can run on Minnesota. You know, the blitzes are coming. It's hard to throw on him, but you can definitely run on him. As far as the wide receivers go, look, Cedric Tillman hit IR. Like, it's bad for him. Jerry Judy has looked like he's back in Denver. That rookie Isaiah Bond is kind of filling in. So if you are in those chop leagues, those 14-team leagues right now, Isaiah Bond might be somebody you have to look at. But really, outside of those situations, I want to avoid both these basket catchers.
Yes, I agree. I mean, Justin Jefferson, of course, we're going to start. He's gotten at least 10 points. You know, I'd plan for that. He's not putting up what you drafted him for, but he has kind of a safe floor there. Nobody else on Minnesota side. And I'm glad you mentioned Isaiah Bond. He was on my list for deeper leagues, so I like him as well. Brutal about Tillman and Judy. Still a wide receiver 3 for me at best.
Jordan Jefferson, it's an auto start no matter what. It's just the talent's there. Last week, Jordan Addison coming off suspension, 8 catches, 4 catches on 8 targets last week. I'm trying to avoid him. Like, it's not a lot of points across the board. 35 overall for this game. So if you can't, like, the boom's always going to be there, but where you really beat the Browns is there in the middle. It's from that 10 to 19 yard range, like right there. Like, they kind of funnel it in the middle. So Hawkinson, I don't mind. I like him as a little bit more confident start this week, but yeah, trying to avoid Addison.
Agreed.
Fannin too. Just the matchup. I throw something at it.
I'm kind of fading Fannin. I bought into the hype after week 1, and he's been hurting me recently, so I kind of had to move on.
He's turned to a plug-and-play guy for me for sure, but yeah, this week might kind of feel like one I don't mind plugging in. Who wins it?
Oh, Minnesota by 4. Dylan Gabriel shocks London, and I'll say that they win it.
Hey, rookies, they show up sometimes. But give me Cleveland to cover. Okay. 4.5 points is a lot for this team, this defense.
It's a lot of points.
Next up, we're going to Baltimore. Oh, yikes. Oh, yikes. Yeah, it's Houston at Baltimore. 40.5 point over under. Houston, funny enough, in Baltimore, is favored by 2.5 points here. CJ Stroud going up against Lamar. Nope, folks. Sorry, Lamar. He is out for this one. Cooper Rush is taking over starting duties. So Cooper Rush is not, I mean, clearly not something I'm going to be looking at, even maybe super flex if you're really hurting. But CJ Stroud might be a viable starter for me. The Ravens are letting up a lot of points.
Yeah, Stroud boys, we're not fully standing, but we're perked up in our seats. So we had three really disappointing starts to the beginning of the year, finishing 26, 23, 25. Last week against Tennessee, who is bad, but he finished 15, so we're trending in the right direction. Hopefully he can carry some of that momentum here, and especially as they're favored, you kind of expect them to get ahead early. That's going to be through Stroud, so I like him as a serviceable start this week. And we're never feeling the rush. We're never feeling the Cooper rush.
No. Speaking of the rush, though, Derrick Henry has not been running the rush over the last over the last 3 weeks, really. He hasn't broken 50 yards over those weeks since week one with that 169-yard performance. So do you like this for a bounce-back game?
I do, but at the same time, I'm so worried the Texans are just going to stack the box. With no Lamar, Lamar just changes the game so much. You just cannot game script against him. Versus, we've kind of seen it against Tennessee, Derrick Henry, where they're just going to stuff the box because he's the only one that's going to do anything. I'm a little worried about that here, and he definitely doesn't have those young Tennessee legs. I would still start him with confidence, but a little less confidence. I hate to say it. I hate to say Nick was right and sell time happened for the king, but we're holding strong.
Justice Hill, we saw him kind of go off last week. A lot of that somewhat garbage time. Deep enough leagues if you think they're really going to be behind, but I don't know if I'm barking up that tree. Just like Nick Chubb. Same thing, not really looking that direction. He's lost a lot of the work. Last week, Woody took over 58% of the snaps while Chubb dropped down to 40. Woody Marks is somebody I really wanted to play right now this year. Ravens D is 30th against the run so far. So Woody Marks is a full-on start for me. Nick Chubb, he's a fade most leagues.
Yeah, I'm glad you had the same exact stat where they just give up points to running backs. And because of that, I would say Chubb has some value as a flex. Again, just because the bye weeks are happening, we're looking at all those guys. So Woody Marks, absolute stud, by the way. He was like the waiver pickup of the week. So you're definitely running him into there. But Chubb, I would flex in certain situations, maybe in a 12-man, you're hurt by bye weeks. I don't hate the Chubb flex.
I if you have to play him, I'm not saying don't start him, you know, 12-team, like you said. I just don't think there's a ceiling. You know, I think it's like 10 points and that's it. And that might be with the touchdown if he gets one of those.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say 8 points and I'm probably stoked, but that's where we're at right now.
Pass catchers for Houston, it's Nico Collins and I'm out. Jaden Higgins got the touchdown last week. Christian Kirk's getting some work, but again, it's a lower over-under, so I'm kind of fading the pass catchers outside of really Collins and Zay Flowers here in this game.
Yep, that was my notes. Nico, then nobody, Flowers, and nobody. Kirk had the second most targets last week. He did nothing with them. Nothing.
Yeah, if you're in it bad and you have to stream Mark Andrews, give it a shot, see what he does with Cooper Rush, but I think there's other more enticing plays that are out there. Who wins it?
It's like you're looking at my team as I'm trotting out Mark Andrews this week. Who wins it? I'll give it to Baltimore. I think that they need a win bad. They're 1-3. They got to stay in it. They don't want to have to wait for Lamar to get back.
I agree with you. I'm taking Baltimore in this one, too. They've got to win another game, right? Right?
They have to win another one. And like, so I'm just thinking, right? So just looking ahead, they're home against Houston this week, home against the Rams this week. You have to think if you're Harbaugh, you need to split this, right? You can't lose them both. Then they're on the bye week. Lamar should come back week 8. So this is the more winnable one.
This could be a 10-7 team this year.
Stop.
Steelers could win the division. Yeah, gross. Gross. We got to get out of that. I don't like that. It's a dangerous place. Part play.
We're over the time. I'm at
that. Speaking of great tight ends, let's get to this game. We got the 1-3 Dolphins taking on the 1-3 Panthers here. They're in Carolina. Miami is favored by 1.5 points, 45.5 over under. And folks, it's not pretty this week, so we're kind of excited about this 45.5 points. Tua, Bryce Young, I don't look at them anymore, like other than like super flex startable quarterbacks. There's better stuff out there.
I don't like either. Keep it short and sweet.
Let's talk some Achan, man. Like Tyreek Hill, gone, done for the year.
Yes.
Tons of targets have opened up. usually when we see stuff like that happen, a good chunk usually gets consolidated to the running back. Also, when you have Darren Waller pop onto the team, that happens. But Achane this week, how excited are we?
You're stoked. I mean, I was down on Achane to start. I thought this team was going to be down bad. But like you said, the targets need to go somewhere. I don't think Darren Waller, the rapper, is going to get another multi-touchdown performance. So they'll probably go to Achane. We'll get to if they go to other wide receivers. But Achane gets a good boost. What I'm more excited, or what I want to talk about more, is the other side. Because Chuba has missed practice 2 days in a row, Wednesday and Thursday. I was looking back at last week. Rico Dowdle had 9 carries for 32 yards. But Trevor Etienne had 7 rushes for 33 yards. So pretty even in the workload. And Trevor had more yards on fewer carries. So I know everybody's running to go pick up Rico. But is there something here with Trevor?
I think in a deep enough league, again, there's chopped leagues out there. You're still at 14 teams for the most part. So like Trevor Etienne, if you want to go kick the tires, it's not bad. But I'm excited about Rico Dowdle this week. Like if Chuba's gone, give me Rico Dowdle to start. We've seen, you know, he's finished in the top 5 before last year. Finished in the top 10, was pretty consistent in the top 24 overall for the Cowboys last year. So I'd be willing to put him out there pretty confidently.
Okay.
Wide receivers, it's Waddle. It's McMillan on the other side. And it's hard for me to really do anything outside of that.
Yes, I'm looking at that. I mean, now is Waddle's time to shine. You know, he's going to have all these targets. He's had at least 6 targets in each of the last 3 games, so I like that. Malik Washington was someone I thought could maybe get a little bit more usage because, again, I just don't think Waller is going to see the amount of volume he saw last week. So that's someone maybe in a deep enough league or you're just down bad by buys. And then agree on Carolina, it's Tet McMillan and nobody else.
Yeah, Tet McMillan, he's been targeted on 41% of his routes this season going against man coverage. Dolphins running quite a bit of that. So I see, fingers crossed, man, if he can catch over 50% of his targets, because we're just not getting that. He's getting so many targets. But yeah, Tet McMillan, I'm really excited for. Jaylen Waddle, I just finished my rest of season rankings. He is secure in my top 24 easily. And those tight ends, man, Tommy Trimble, he's going to be a streamer if you really need it. But Darren Waller, those rest of season schedules, he is in my top 10 right now.
Really? Darren Waller?
Bit of an overreaction, it could be. But with the Tyreek, it's the Tyreek Hill combination of what we saw with Janu last year.
Yes, with Janu.
Until the utilization, I want to see the utilization this week go up. So there could be a huge change in that. But he's going to be a part of the offense. It feels like he has to be.
What year is it? I just don't know what I'm thinking, like putting Darren Waller into my lineup. He had one touchdown last year with the Giants.
I mean, it's the Giants, though. Come on. Gross.
Oh, that's true. That's a Tommy DeVito stat. That's not a Darren Waller stat.
Who wins it?
I'm giving it to Carolina. I'm as high on them to start the season. And Miami, I can't sip that Kool-Aid yet.
This one's hard. 1.5. I'm going to take Miami, but it's coin flip for me.
Yeah, and I kind of want Mike McDaniel to get fired so he could be the Eagles' offensive coordinator.
Oh, gross. Gross. He's going back to Shanahan just like solid. Tail between their legs and everything.
No.
Let's go back to Indy. Let's talk a little Indiana Jones. Oh, yes, that's right. It's the 1-3 Raiders taking on the 3-1 Colts. It's a 7-point favorite. The Colts are in this 47.5-point over-under game. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I mean, Geno Smith just Jekyll and Hyde so far this season, you know, QB 15, QB 31, QB 4, 3 picks in QB 25. So I'm trying to avoid that if I have to in most of my leagues. But Daniel Jones, love him as a top 7 start this week.
I can't believe how much you've come around on Daniel Jones. It's unbelievable. But
it's my fandom I was fighting, okay? It's the fandom. It's hard.
Embrace it. But agree, Danny Dimes is like certified, bona fide QB 1. Geno, if we're going by what you just said, he has a bad start. He has a good start, then a bad start. Arguably, this is a good start this week, but I'm writing off Geno, and now it's our turn to not write back, so he's out.
Yeah,
running backs.
Yeah, it's been bad. He's thrown 7 interceptions on downfield passes of 10 or more. It's third most by any quarterback since 2016. It's not great. Genty, though, bounced back week last week, and I think it's a decent start for him. Jonathan Taylor, both these guys are in the top of my rankings this week for running backs.
Yeah, love them both. Genty just needed the all the rumors that the Bears were going to draft him, and then they didn't. That must have fueled him up for this game. That's what, so it was like a pseudo-revenge game is what I was thinking. But, yes, you're starting them both up with full confidence. You jump to wide receivers. Trey Tucker, remember him? Remember how we were like, oh, man, like, you know, wide receiver three on the season, whatever he was for that 1 week? He's probably – we're not starting him unless you're really down bad.
You can pass on the Colts. I don't hate it. Deep enough leagues, I don't hate it, but like I'm not suggesting it out there. Nice. Myers and Pittman, though, absolutely love the plays for both of them.
Pittman, so this is interesting. He appeared on the Thursday's injury report with a hamstring.
That's not cool.
That's not cool. So that was something that happened that very, very across. Yeah.
So if Michael Pittman's out, Josh Downs is a huge, he gets a huge bump for me.
Yes.
Outside, if Pittman's playing, I don't know if I want to start Downs. It's just not Agreed. As consistent as I want it to be, and the way they deploy him doesn't work that way. But with Pittman out, Downs would be a part of the regular rotation.
I'd agree with that. It would probably end up, I think, just helping Warren the most, who we probably like out of all the pass catchers. But I will just add that Myers has still, like, he hasn't gone away. I know Trey Tucker had that big pop-off game, but if Pittman is, I mean, if Pittman's out, I like Myers the most out of all the pass catchers in this game.
Yeah, same.
But and then otherwise he's number two to Pittman.
And we've got two of the best young tight ends in the game right here in this matchup. Brock Bowers, Brace Bowers, if you will. It should be coming off here soon. I think that's really where I'm going to see him release. His buy low window might be open for some in some leagues, so I'd go after it. I just bought some Tyler Warren myself. So, yeah, love both these fellas.
Agreed. This is a stud tight end matchup. What was the spread? I missed it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I got to that, actually. Colts are 7-point favors.
7-point favorites. The Indianapolis. What was the last time that happened? Was that Peyton Manning last time this happened?
Oh, they've been favored by 7. Come on. It's not that much.
No, give me it's Indy. Not. I think they cover.
Give me Indy.
Raiders look lost.
They do. It looks like they might be on their last crusade, you know?
Oh, nice.
Well, look at that Raiders go crusade. It's, you know, trying to find the lost ark, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, we'll figure it out there.
No, he's killing it. He's got it.
The 1-3 Giants taking on the winless Saints in New Orleans.
Yikes.
Saints are favored by 1.5 in this game. Okay. 42.5-point over under. We've got second year quarterback Spencer Rattler still at the helm for the Saints. Jackson Dart took over last week and really just blew the doors off with that impressive win over the Chargers. Didn't do a lot through the air, but when your star wide receiver tears his ACL, it is going to be a challenge. We saw the wheels of Dart, the willingness, the he's been watching Kim Scatabo play, so you know we know he likes to run with his head down too. Jackson Dart, me, I feel like you'd be forcing him into your lineups for single QB, but Superflex, I love the play.
I love him in Superflex. I'll even say, depending, again, like on the bye week, since those are starting to come up, you're losing Caleb, you're losing Jordan Love. I don't hate him. The Saints allow the 5th most points to quarterbacks, and both of these teams are kind of desperate, right? Like Spencer Rattler hasn't, I think he's 0-10 as a starter. On the other side, the coach is definitely fighting for his job. So I think there's going to be a weird, messy game. So I'll have to say, I don't hate Dart. I think he could do some action on the ground again.
Yeah, I agree. I've got him at QB 14. So just right outside of my starters.
Yeah.
The running backs, Scatabu, I mean, we're going to be playing him. You're going to be starting him. Yeah. It's so fun to watch this kid. Like, it wasn't great last week, only 3.1 yards per carry, but 25 touches on the ground. He also got 2 targets the week before that. We saw the 8 targets. So I hope he gets more involved in the passing game with no Malik. I kind of feel like it should go that way, but even if not, he's getting all the work on the run.
Exactly. So that's my big thing, is he's getting all the opportunities. Just in terms of the passing game, that's something it's a little tough for me to compare, because 2 weeks ago, Russ was throwing him the ball, right? Now we have Dart, who just may or may not be used to throwing to the running backs. I think it could develop, but I'm just not, I need to see it before I start to believe that change is going to happen. But the opportunities are there, so I have him as a running back too. Other side, kind of just looking, Kendre Miller kind of popped up to be a little bit interesting. He had 11 carries last week, which was his highest since week 5 of 2023. So absolutely crazy to me. Kamara still got his, you know, had his 5 targets, 15 carries. So to me, Kamara still viable as like a lower running back too, just from the volume, like climbs up higher in PPR formats. But Miller, like I think we're starting to roster for sure, but are we starting to flex him, start him at all, or are we still waiting?
I'm not at that point. I think my 12-team leagues, I'm definitely looking. At least he's on my radar. Maybe not necessarily owning all over the place, but just aware of it. Kamara, I don't think he's going anywhere as far as trades go, just like his contract's pretty beefy. But
yeah,
if that's the case, and they're going to have him next year, maybe you don't run him into the ground. Maybe you give this, you know, third-year player out of TCU a little bit of work, because Kendre Miller has a lot of excitement strapped to his name. It was just injury that's holding him back. Yeah. As far as running back, or a wide receiver, I mean, Olave, steady Eddie, man. He's never broken over 20 points in a game, but the amount of usage he gets is crazy. Just all the targets. So I'm willing to put him out there, especially in a bye week kind of situation. Wandale and Slayton, I'll play them both. I don't know really who's going to be Jackson Dart's guy, but Slayton usually hits his over on his props, and Wandale Robinson, we've been using him downfield a little bit more.
Yeah, I think you covered that well. Olave, I don't hate starting him because he's getting double-digit targets almost every game. He did only have 6 last week, but he hasn't finished better than wide receiver 30. It's a little concerning there. And then between the Slayton and Robinson, you're right. It's almost just like a 1A, 1B situation. Robinson, all he needs is a deep ball or two, and he's going to have a fine day. I think Slayton's going to get a little bit more of the volume. In my expectation, I expect Slayton to fill more of that neighbor's just volume role, but it's just how much can Jackson Dart provide volume and actual value. So it is a little bit of a coin toss. I think I'd lean Slayton because I try to take a chance on those volume guys versus those Jameson Williams types, but you can start either of them.
And then at tight end, if you're still in it and you haven't been able to move and adjust, Juwan Johnson for the Saints is a possibility. Theo Johnson for the Giants, second-year player at Penn State. Keep an eye on him. We're not necessarily needing to roster him, but Jackson Dart's going to need a favorite. It could be anybody.
Oh, my gosh. Battle of the Johnsons.
Who wins the game?
Oh, my gosh. Do the Saints? If the Saints don't get a win here, right, like just looking down their line, they host New England, then they go at Chicago, host Tampa, at Rams, at Carolina before the bye. So if they don't win this game, I don't know if they win before the bye. So I'm going to say that they're the hungrier team. I think the Jackson Dart turtleneck swag cools down a little bit. I will give it to the Saints this week.
Oh, man, I want to pick Jackson Dart so bad, but I want Kellen Moore to get his first. Let me go to the Giants. I'm going to take him. Let me go to the other side. All right.
There you go.
Next up, a juicy one. Yeah, maybe not. It's the 1-2-1 Dallas Cowboys, because they don't know how to finish a game and either lose it or win it. Against the 0-4 Jets, this game has a 47.5 point over under. Right now, the Cowboys are favored by 2.5 points. We come into this with two great quarterbacks. You know, Dak Prescott has been on fire since his defense is just terrible. 40 or more passes in the last 3 games. We've got 6 touchdowns across those last 3 games as well. And then Justin Fields comes in there. When he's playing, folks, he's playing pretty well. He's already got 2 top 4 finishes across the 3 games. If he finishes, he's finishing up there at the top. So I guess both these guys, like, you can put Justin Fields top 3 this week for me easily.
Wow. Yeah, the Dallas defense is abysmal. So you mentioned, like, he had 2 of 3 games, at least 27 points. He had 1 game of just 4 points. That was against Buffalo. That was like a coming back to earth for the Jets moment. But I agree. I love them both. Who would have ranked Dak Prescott, no CeeDee Lamb, against a tough Packers defense to be like the best quarterback last week? Fantasy's crazy, but you love them both. You start them both.
Yeah, I'm Dak, same thing. Absolutely love him. He's leading the NFL in completion percentage and completion percentage over expected when facing zone coverage, which you're going to see quite a bit with the Jets. So start him up. Running backs, Javonte Williams. Despite where we thought he'd be at this point of the season, based on his draft cost, he has been nothing but pretty great for your team. He's top 6 running back so far, so I'm going to go back at it.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's been excellent for your team. I saw him as running back 5 earlier, so you're definitely firing him up. No, has he? Hey, other side, Breece Hall. I think I saw Allen appeared on the injury report, Braylon Allen. So that was something where this backfield, it was Hall's backfield. It was a favorable split, but it was always a little bit of a split. But this is great for Hall manager.
It's great because the reason Braylon Allen's been a thorn in his side, that it's the goal line work. The little bit that they've had down there, it's been going to Braylon Allen. So if you give a couple of those touchdowns back to Breece looks way better than he's finished right there. So I have full confidence in Breece. And Isaiah Davis, deeper leagues, just a name to know. As far as knowing the backups to running backs, you need to know those names. Wide receiver here, I mean, George Pickens and then Garrett Wilson. Need we say more? as far as options?
Oh, man. So it's definitely those guys, but just for the people who are down bad in buys, Tolbert has
no.
Some, no, not even like receiver four. Like, because Dak just spreads, like Dak needs to get offense, right? So again, if you're down bad, I don't hate Tolbert here. It's like I said, like a low wide receiver three. Again, if we're just scraping, you know, there are bye weeks, Brian, and some people's teams are ravaged with injuries.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm trying to look at where he's at. I got to really scroll. Wide receiver four for me, barely. I've got him at 48. Man. Yeah.
Is Pickens really going to get 20 targets? I just see targets have to go somewhere, right? Pickens will get 12, maybe 15, but Dak's going to throw the ball 35 times.
I mean, I'm playing Slayton over him. I do Trey Tucker, Jordan Addison, who we kind of talked about fading a little bit, Troy Franklin. I've got all these guys ranked ahead, but like, I'd still love most of those guys over what we're talking about here with him.
Okay. And then on the other side, definitely Wilson. Alan Lazard was the only other Jets wide receiver with any catches last week. He had one catch for 8 yards.
Ew. Ferguson, absolutely great start. You know, absolutely great start as far as tight end goes. And Mason Taylor, again, kind of like Isaiah Davis. Just know the name.
Just know the name.
Who wins it, Mario? Because I'm taking the Jets.
Wow. I mean, Dallas 2.5. They just score points. Dallas just scores points. I'll give it to them. I can't believe, why taking the Jets? You think like they have unlocked something? Braylon Allen holding them back?
They got to get a win, right? They got to get a win.
I'd have to look at the schedule to see when it comes. I also think that we would have hit the 3 minutes on this if I didn't mention Tolbert and the disgust that caused like a whole minute of just, oh. So.
Well, that's the beauty of having bye weeks. Is we got a little extra wiggle room. I guess I'm taking the Jets. That's the Jets. You got Dallas.
Jets do play at Cincinnati week 8, so that's their win. That'll be their first win.
I smell a win. Next up. 2-2 Denver Broncos taking on the 4-0 Philadelphia Eagles. They should be 2-2 as well. 43.5 point over under. Philly's favored by 3.5. Yeah, you're going to catch shots. You're going to catch some strays here. They're 4-0 in the previous Super Bowl champions. We're allowed to make fun of you.
Haven't lost in 2025, I saw.
Bo cool. Nix, Jalen Hurts have to be up there at the top. Give it to me. How is it, Mario?
Hurts for sure. Bo has one finish in top 11. He has a couple 20-point games, but they both came in really favorable matchups versus Cincinnati, who's atrocious, and at Indy, which, you know, you can throw on Indy. So I'd have Bo outside the top 12 this week, but I think he's startable.
Yeah, he's just outside. I'd start him over. Him and Jackson Dart are kind of in the same breath for me as far as just, you know, how that looks. But yeah, definitely give me some Jalen Hurts, all for that, even though... As a Philly fan, are you still behind Jalen Hurts, or are you a little
definitely
weary by always, his play?
No, Jalen Hurts is. We're always behind Jalen Hurts. Like I said, like I want Mike McDaniel to get fired so he can take a week off, do his ayahuasca journey, and then just come so we can just hire him as the offensive coordinator. We keep trying to, after a Super Bowl and we lose our guy, we try to hire from within. It never works. Like, let's just go out and get a guy. It really kills me that Kellen Moore took the job for in New Orleans.
But. for running back, Saquon Barkley's got to be easy peasy, shoving him in your lineup. And it's J.K. Dobbins. He gives that feel as well. Talk to me about these running backs.
Yeah, so Saquon is frustrating because, you know, you drafted him probably top three, but he's just not producing right now. I think it's in part due to this offensive line. It's just a little bit more banged up than it was last year. Either way, you're still trotting him out. No Hezzy Hay. On the other side, I kind of want to talk about R.J. Harvey, who is skyrocketed. He had 2 carries just 2 weeks ago, 14 carries last week. His snaps doubled from 15 to 33. I think there's a real chance that Harvey is the Woody Marks of this week. I know Harvey was rostered because everybody went, so it's a little bit different, but I think he's going to be that breakout guy. And as someone that heavily invested in Dobbins, I'm fearful. I think this is the game that Harvey could take over.
So I think that a true takeover probably wouldn't happen until closer to week 8 or 10 outside of an injury for me, just because I believe in J.K. Dobbins' skills so much more than Nick Chubb's at this point in their careers. I don't disagree. I think Harvey is coming for it. He was a guy I kind of had higher up in my draft rankings coming into this, but J.K. Dobbins looked fine. He's got a touchdown or a 100-yard game in every single game so far. Not and, mm-hmm. or, I'm sorry, 100 yards either, or yeah. a score in every game this far. And he's the first Broncos running back in Sean Payton era since 2023 to score a 100-yard game. You know, 37 game drought the Broncos have been in without a 100-yard rusher. So J.K. Dobbins, I think he's good. I'm excited to have both of them. We've seen two running backs come out of Sean Payton, and I think that's what we could be getting out of this here. Cortland Sutton, yeah. easy start. A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, hold your breath.
Okay, yeah, so I got some fun stuff here. So Cortland Sutton has a touchdown in three of his last four. I don't think he's going to have four out of five, so I think he'll be closer to a wide receiver too, but you feel great about starting him. The Eagles, so I thought about this. They're actually brilliant because it's like, how do you nullify the reigning defensive player of the year, Patrick Surtain? You just don't throw the ball. If you don't throw the ball successfully, then their star cornerback can't do anything. So that's the cope we're living with right now. I mean, AJ Brown was being real weird, not weird, but he was being something on social, you know, like doing his little cryptic messages. I think it's all out. He's been real squeaky. So is this the week he gets oil again? Kind of like a few weeks ago. I don't think so. I think because of where you drafted him, and especially with bye weeks, you're starting him up. I would still start Smith. I think Smith has a lot of potential as well. I almost like Smith more than AJ Brown, but neither can be higher than a wide receiver two at best.
AJ Brown is like my wide receiver 24-ish, and Devonta Smith's closer to 30-36 in there. Troy Franklin, I actually like as far as a start this week. If they're going to win this game, they need to compete. They need to go out there a little bit. Only four catches last week for 55 yards, but he had a big one. He dropped it, just didn't come in. They're getting the usage to him. So, yeah, Troy Franklin, especially in those deeper leagues, I don't mind it.
What about Mims? Do you like him at all? He got a little bit of extra. After a really quiet first 3 weeks, he kind of had an exciting last week. He had the six catches, 69 yards, and that one gadget run.
I don't think Bo Nix is good enough to support more than really just one guy in the Cortland Sutton. And I think every now and then in the certain matchups, one more might leak in, and it's just more so I think Franklin's going to get it this week.
Okay.
Mims is a best ball player for me. And Goddard, I don't like it, but he's a thing. He's a starter. Yes, put him in there. Yes, who wins the game? Do I even have to ask you?
Oh, my gosh. Go Birds. They cover.
Go easily. Burns. Yeah. Tired of betting against them. Go Philly.
There's that enthusiasm.
Yeah, so much. Let's talk about other birds. Yeah. Let's talk about the 0-4 Titans playing against the 2-2 Arizona Birds. The Cardinals, in this 41.5-point matchup in Phoenix, they are favored by 7.5 points. The Cardinals are. Look, folks, this about shook the world because we did waivers Tuesday night. We wake up Wednesday. We've got our players. And the next thing you know, Trey Benson heading to IR, out 4 to 6 weeks. Some meniscus BS. And now we've got Dee Mercado and Michael Carter to talk about. But before we get there, obviously Kyler Murray is going to be in contention for starting. Cam Ward not. So tell me about this Kyler Murray fella.
Yeah,
Call of Duty's not out yet, right?
Call of Duty's not out yet. I can't believe we skipped over Cam Ward to jump into the Trey Benson injury news. But
go ahead, Cam Ward. Tell me about him.
Okay, so we're warding off the evil spirits, mainly being Cam in this case. So we're not starting him. But Kyler's finished exactly quarterback 16 in 3 out of the 4 weeks of the season.
Crazy.
So you can almost bookmark him for that. But I think he, honestly, out of every skill position, I think he gets the biggest bump with the injury news to the running backs, because I think that's going to force him to use his legs more. So I like him. I think he's going to be that quarterback 12. I think he finishes higher than 16 this week
for Kyler. He's been between 32 and 41 yards in all four games.
Like, okay, so this right is there. The over cracks this time. For the running backs, yes, just do it. Let's rip the Band-Aid off. So between Dee Mercado, Mike Carter, and Bam Knight, because Bam Knight I'm seeing deep in the Twitterverse. He's getting some.
Oh, because he had, what, those two games with the Jets, like, what, 2-3 years ago?
Listen, people don't forget. But I expect all three to get used, honestly. So I think what you're doing here is you're just looking for the best, what's going to give you the best results, right? So from everything my impression is, you know, gathering, is that Mike Carter is going to be the early down guy. He's going to be the first down, second down kind of player. Dee Mercado is going to be the late down, third down is what I expect. I think he's a better pass blocker as well, so we'll get the usage there. And I also expect him to get the two-minute drill offense, because, again, as a better pass blocker, you just get the more utility. So in that, I would go Dee Mercado. I've seen some people like Mike Carter because, again, just as those early down guys, sometimes you do the hurry up. But to me, Dee Mercado... And truthfully, you're just praying your guy gets a touchdown. Any one of these guys could get a touchdown, and then you're cursing his name.
So I like Michael Carter as a top 30 play this week. Just the line at 7.5. Arizona should have controlled this game. Their defense plays pretty well for the most part. Cam Ward really hasn't been getting a lot going with the offense. So I like them to be able to control the clock, control the tempo, which would mean it's a Michael Carter game. If you're in a full PPR league and you're deep enough, I don't mind the DeMercado play. And really, like, we don't know what's fully going to happen. So, like, play the one if you really need to. But Michael Carter is the one I have a higher chance of him giving you a, you know, 12 to 18 points versus DeMercado might be closer to, like, that 5 to 10 range, just based, you know, in a half PPR setting. So, yeah, just the game script built in. Give me Carter.
Okay. I don't hate that. Like I said, I think either has their paths. I'm on the DeMercado camp, so this will be fun to see what happens come Monday.
Oh, yeah, folks. We're full on bet. Get ready. Pollard will play. And Marvin Harrison, Trey McBride, I'm out.
Yeah, the only thing I was going to say is that Tajay Spears, I know he's starting to get worked in. I saw he was limited Wednesday. I don't know what he was yet on Thursday, but now I do. He was also limited on Thursday, so should still be Pollard show,
I expect. Yeah, he's still on IR. They haven't pulled him off. I doubt they will this week.
Okay. And then, well, yeah, we'll see. And then for the wide receivers, yeah, Marvin Harrison, even though he caused a couple picks last week with his juggling fingers, but it is tough. And then Ridley just cannot catch a ball.
Ridley's battling some sort of injury right now, too. Whether it's real or not, or he's just trying to save face, I'm out. Cam Ward has not. He's a rookie. He hasn't played well. Like, and rookies usually don't play great fantasy football, so it's fine.
Oh, my goodness. But Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin last year.
It happens. I'm not saying it won't happen, but come on, folks. We're playing history here. And I'm taking Cardinals.
Yeah, 7.5. Tennessee. All right, you know what? I got their schedule up. Let's see. Okay, so at Houston this week. We'll give it to Houston. At the Raiders next week, maybe hosting the Patriots at the Colts.
Nope.
Trap game. Okay.
Watch yourself.
Then they host Chargers, then a bye. I don't know if they get a win before their bye.
Yeah, Callahan might be fired here soon.
It's bad vibes. Bad vibes.
Yeah, he got hired because of Burrow. That's it. He's just a Zach Taylor. Ugh. 3-1 Tampa's taking on the 3-1 Seahawks in Seattle. It's a 44.5 point over under. Seattle's favored by 3.5 in this one. Look, Baker missing practice this week. He's at that point. You know, he's a vet. He's back at practice today at Thursday. A little banged up, but he's good to go. So I'm playing him. Single quarterback leagues, you probably have other options other than Darnold, but if you need a pivot, I don't hate it.
I don't hate Darnold. I kind of have him as not even a high quarterback too, like a high mid quarterback too. He is a deep league bye week option for me, but Baker's baked into your lineup, no doubts.
As far as the running backs go, this was another one that just kind of popped up out of nowhere. Bucky Irving gave us a great game on Sunday, and next thing you know, on Monday, we're finding out he's getting an MRI. And then the next day, he's in a boot. And the next day, he's on crutches. So he is unlikely to play in week 5. He is week to week with a midfoot sprain. And folks, if you haven't picked up, there are two guys to be picked up. Rashawn White is an easy pickup and play. And if you're in a deep enough league or in a big enough pickle, go get Sean Tucker. Because if you were a dog, like before any guys even play and the projections that you don't even really pay attention to because it's really bad for your health, but you do anyway, and they say you are a 15-plus dog, Sean Tucker might be the guy to go get because we've seen him explode for multiple touchdowns, 200-yard games. But Rashawn White also could do that. We've seen him fall into that role as well. So I'm not hating that at all.
Yeah, to me, this one's a little bit more clear-cut than, for instance, the Cardinals backfield we just talked about. It's going to be Rashawn White's going to get a vast majority with Tucker just getting a few snaps here and there. So, and we have to see, because from what I'm hearing about Bucky Irving, it could be week to week. Like, it feels like out of nowhere, this became pretty serious. So White is definitely the highest priority. One, I'd say out of all the teams we've talked about, so he's probably like the number one guy who should be on your roster right now.
Ken Walker is an easy start for me. Zach Charbonnet, if you need a pivot play in a 12-team league, I don't hate it. But he's just, you're hoping he gets a touchdown is what it is.
He just will not go away. Kind of like what you talk about with Braylon Allen, except the Jets don't get to the red zone, but the Seahawks do get to the red zone from time to time, and he's getting these scores. So Walker's the guy, but Charbonnet, I don't want to say go away. That's mean, but come on.
Go away. Brian will say you play, I think I might play Sean Tucker over Zach Charbonnet.
Oh, that's a spicy one. I might do Charbonnet. They can't quit giving them these carries.
But without Walker gone, like Charbonnet is like capped at 12 points.
Is he? I mean, this season, you're right. He hasn't scored over 11.
He's at 10, 11, and 1. It's like a touchdown and a little sprinkled on. He just doesn't break off for big plays.
You're right. He gets baby runs. But it's just so, like, 12 attempts, 15 attempts, 12 attempts. That's just so many attempts.
Yeah, I feel you. JSN, it's as easy as it gets. I'm not really looking at anything else for the Seahawks.
Nope. Other side's pretty fun.
Yeah, the other side's fun. Abuka, he's just allergic to not being in the end zone. Guy's just a magnet. Just continues to go there. I don't know if it keeps up, but I'm not going to bet against it. So Abuka is easy play. And then Godwin, ramp up my booty. That's just not at all what we got from him. Like he went out there and he was ready to play last week. 81% of snaps, 10 targets. He didn't get it done.
Targets.
But it was a rough matchup. So Chris Godwin, confident play this week.
Very much so. I'm more curious what's going to happen once Mike Evans comes back into the mix. But like you said, 10 targets in your first game back. We love that for Godwin.
Tight ends? Uninterested.
Nope. Skip. Who wins it? I think Tampa. Do they cover? I think they do. I think they cover. Tampa always wins. I don't know if they're cover.
I'm going to take Seattle. I love Baker. I love rooting for him. I love Tampa, but they are beat up, and this Seattle defense is good. If all it's going to take is for Darnold to get over the top of that secondary of the Buccaneers a couple of times, and I think they might get the game out of place for the Buccaneers. But,
Baker thrives in that. Baker thrives.
I think Tampa could cover the 3.5, but... all three of their wins, they've had to come back and win it in the fourth quarter. And they almost did last week to go 4-0, but they couldn't pull it off.
I know, because Baker, he's addicted to the adversity. So he loves that his guys are out.
God, too bad the Browns let him go. Could you imagine where that franchise would be right now if they still had him?
I cannot fathom it. Truthfully, I feel bad for Browns fans. But they have Ohio State. So they can have Ohio State.
3-1 Lions are heading to the Cincinnati to take on the 2-2 Bengals. It's a 49.5 point over under. Let's go. All Lions are favored by 10. So it's the big cat versus little cat bowl here. Get the towel because it's going to be a bloodbath. This one's going to be raunchy. Yeah, Jake Browning. I'm going to bleep that, folks, in post. He doesn't even deserve to have his name spoken about in this podcast right now. Crap play. No, I'm kidding. But Jared Goff. Look, we faded him last week. We're going to come back to him. I like him this week against the Bengals, even though, like, who doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, I would start Road Goff here. It's a rare occasion. And I just got, just getting ahead of it. Like, if we are short on time, I mean, this is as one-sided as a fantasy matchup as physically possible.
Easy peasy.
Like, I've never had to take less notes for a game. But let's still listen. We got time to chat. People like listening to us talk about it, so we will anyways. But Jared Goff always, never the other guy. Jared Goff, I think, finishes top 12 this week. Running backs.
Jahmyr Gibbs, I don't think you're able to bench him. Like, even bye weeks, I still play him just because I think there's a chance.
One word.
David Montgomery. Folks, be excited. Last week was rough. Cleveland defense, kind of saw that coming. And this week, I think that's the complete inverse. He might have a better game than Gibbs in this one.
I love to hear that. I 100% agree. I think we kind of planned for it to be a down week last week. Terrible matchups, but great matchup this time. And then on the other side, Chase Brown, in one league, I'm starting Chase Brown because DeAndre Swift is on a bye. That is what has forced me to put Chase Brown into my lineup. I am so down on him. Like, we're down bad. I don't know if we're expecting double-digit points from Chase Brown.
I would play Rashad White and Michael Carter over Chase Brown this week.
Ooh, but not DeMercado?
No, I've got Chase Brown just inside of DeMercado. Like, Chase Brown's is going to get in a ridiculous amount of work. He just does. But it's more so, I think, just trying to show, like, I'm fading him as much as I can without, like, you kind of still have to have him in the top 30. He's a starting running back. He gets a lot of work, so it's hard to pull him out of there completely. I'd start him over Charbonnet, over Stevenson, over Pacheco.
We'll get to Stevenson.
I like Woody Marks, Rashad White. A lot of these pickups you would have had this week over him.
Agreed.
Wide receivers. Amon-Ra, love him.
Yep. Top five.
J-Mo bounce back?
To me, he's always like on the ground. I'm never high on Jameson Williams. He's going to get a touchdown every couple of weeks and be like, oh my gosh, he got 2 90-yard touchdowns and he killed it. And then other times he's Trey Tucker. He is just the more, he's Trey Tucker that does that more often. And I don't like that.
He's a very talented boom bust player. But if you can predict boom bust, this would be a prediction for a boom for me. I'd play JMO over Ja'Marr Chase.
Ooh, really? Duh.
I'm not playing T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. I have low.
I hate T. Higgins. Not as a person, just as a fantasy asset. And Chase is bad. Chase I have as a wide receiver 3. You're praying for double digits.
Yeah, I'd play Waddle. I'd play Sutton. I'd play Myers over Ja'Marr Chase. I'd play JMO over Ja'Marr Chase.
This is mean.
Look, I'm not benching him because I don't think you can, but like he's closer to wide receiver 30 than I want to say, folks. That's where it is. And T. Higgins, it's bye week, so you're going to have to play him, but I'm sitting in T. Higgins if I can.
Even in bye week, I would take the 0 points on the bye versus whatever T. Higgins is going to get me.
Yeah. Ja'Marr Chase, in 12-team league, you're going to feel stupid benching him because if he goes off, he goes off. But he averages 11 points, PPR points a game with Jake Browning. So like, what are you really risking there?
Oh, yeah, you start Chase.
Who wins it?
I mean, Detroit. If there's a team that covers 10 points, I think it's Detroit. Yeah. This would shock me. This would be NFL rigged if it's any other way.
I don't know. We get some wild stuff each and every year. Just like this one hopefully could be. Jaden Daniels back for the 2-2 Commanders taking on the 3-1 Chargers. This is a 46.5-point over-under game in L.A., and, of course, L.A. is favored by 2.5, coming off their first loss this season from Jackson Dart and Company. Jaden Daniels, like I said, he's back. He's in action, and I'm ready to start him. Him and Herbert, top 12.
Yes, 100%. You're firing them both up. Herbert has finished either top 12 or 18 or worse, but I think this is a top 12 week for him.
Jaden Daniels needs just 24 more yards to hit 1,000 career rushing yards as well.
Crazy.
Less than 20 games. The running backs, Omarion Hampton, he's just tried and true. Top 6, at least, rest of the season, rest of the way. What do we do about these running backs on the other side, though?
Yeah, no, I like that you took the Chargers and you're like, okay, yeah, so Hampton will start. Mario, what do we do about Washington and that three-headed monster?
All right, Mario, you playing Haskins or O'Hampton over there on the other side? Tell me about it.
Well, we're the Joe Bros because we're feeling like summer in the Hamptons. I had that, so I'm glad we got to get that in there. Washington's a mess. Last week, Bill and Chris Rodriguez each saw 20 snaps. McNichols saw 19 snaps. So it's like truly as close to a three-headed backfield as you can get. That said, McNichols did nothing with his. I know he had the long touchdown run, but we're truly discounting him for fantasy. So it really just comes to Bill and Rodriguez. I think they're both flex options. Bill has the pass catching upside over Rodriguez. I think I saw he had 5 targets to maybe 1. I'll have to fact check that. So to me, they're both flexible. They kind of peak around that running back 2 range. It's just who finds the end zone. Bill has a little bit of that upside just for the pass catching, but I might prefer Rodriguez here.
Chargers are allowing 12.8 points to the running back position so far this year. So even if they're splitting up 12 points between the two of them.
Four for each.
Yeah, so if I'm starting any one of them, it's Bill. It's JCM for me, but like outside of that, I'm out.
Yeah, like I said, it's just either one of them could trip into the end zone is just my kind of thinking.
Wide receivers, Debo is as easy as a start as it gets for the Washington Commanders. Luke McCaffrey found his way in the end zone last couple of weeks. If you're really desperate and you want to chase it, you do you, but I am not suggesting that.
I am not. No, this is like NWI all over again, but I don't think this one's real. So I'm not chasing Luke McCaffrey. That's the wrong McCaffrey.
Surprised you didn't bring up NWI when we were talking about the Dolphins. It's like, oh boy, here he goes. Waddle or Hill's gone. He's going to bring him back up, isn't he?
Oh, all right. We'll fix that in post. But yeah, so for the wide receivers, Terry had another did not practice Thursday with the quad injury. So Debo, I have him as a low wide receiver 1. I think he's just going to get a ton of targets, a ton of catches. So PPR, he's going to be a monster. And then I'm not buying the Luke McCaffrey hype. I don't think you are either. Other side is a little bit more exciting. Quentin Johnston, he's just doing this out of spite when in week 1 we said he's not real. Turns out he's very real, and he's making me pay for not buying him on that cheap fab. Keenan Allen, I also like as well. I think Keenan Allen could be a top 20 wide receiver this week. And then Ladd is just Or down bad if you drafted Ladd.
Yeah, that's just bad Ladd. I don't know. Where's the line? Would you do Devonta Smith or Ladd McConkey?
I think I would do Devonta Smith because I think Smith is the
Actually, now that I said that, I was like, well, Sertan's probably going to take AJ, so Smith might get something. But Stephon Diggs, I think I do Diggs over McConkey.
Oh man, Diggs maybe.
Godwin or McConkey?
Godwin a million times.
T. Higgins or McConkey?
You did it. You found a spot where I'm starting McConkey.
I take Ladd there too. Yeah, the other two I'm starting pretty confidently. Ladd, if you have to, you have to. Zach Ertz, pretty confident play for me as well. And then Aronde Gadsden, the second for the Chargers. Again, not necessarily picked him up yet, but we are aware, folks. Keeping our eyes peeled, getting ready for that that tight end to break out there at the end because every year they do. Who wins it?
Oh, man. Washington covers, but I think Chargers win it. I think Washington keeps it really close, and I think the Chargers, with Harbaugh, they're starting to like anti-Chargers, where instead of losing in heartbreaking ways, I think they're starting to get past that.
Yeah, just wait till they get the playoffs. Franchise is a franchise.
Dang.
Burn! Yeah, as a Colts fan that watched Chargers knock it out two consecutive seasons in between Super Bowl appearances, it was great. It's great. It's great. I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter. I'm not. Stop.
This is what Daniel Jones does to a person. Like, it's like you get a couple Daniel Jones wins and you're like, yeah, so
yeah, right now. It's rough. It's rough. Just like it's rough. Well, it's not too bad. 2-2 Patriots taking on the 4-0 Bills in Buffalo. 49.5-point over under in Sunday night game. Bills are favored by 8.5 after being favored by quite a few points last week, not being able to cover against the Saints. It's another big one. Drake May, Josh Allen. I don't know who I like. Well, I do know who. I like Josh Allen more. But I'm just trying to give Drake May his stuff, man. He's been absolute steal of the draft.
Credit to Drake May. Credit to you. Last week you said Drake May was good. I thought he would be poor, and he was not. He was excellent. So hand up. That's on me. I think they're both good this week. So maybe I'm jinxing May. Running backs.
Running backs.
Okay, Cook couldn't get easier. Cook is cooking. No hesitation there. New England, a little bit messier, but I won't just pass the ball off to you like you did to me with Washington. So diving in, after week three, Henderson looked like the guy, right? But then guess what? Stevenson comes back, and Stevenson had his 9 carries led the way. Stevenson also had double Henderson's snaps of 28 to 15, so nearly double. I think Henderson's more talented. He's the younger guy. But they just keep giving Stevenson opportunities. So because of that, I think Stevenson is your floor play and Henderson's your ceiling play.
Yeah, Stevenson is borderline unplayable for me. He's getting plenty of opportunity.
He's getting the rock.
But like even deep enough leagues, like he's sitting on waivers in a chop league. It's 14 teams right now, folks, and he's just sitting on waivers. So
I hope I'm in that league.
I have no interest in him. Trayvon Henderson, it's going to be a hard play. Hopefully he's in a flex position, not a running back, but until the breakout happens, you're gonna have to play him if you want to catch it. So yeah, Cook, Henderson, out. Wide receiver, it's Diggs and I'm out. Like, I have no confidence over there in the Buffalo receivers. Growing confidence for Diggs as we're ramping him up, coming off the ACL last year. We're week 4, we finally saw the snap count, the route share snap or percentage went up drastically, you know, came up to 63% of snaps, 7 targets this past week, 6 catches, 101 yards. It's kind of what we were hoping from Diggs. You know, maybe he tore it up in the end zone, maybe he didn't, depending on how good the team was. But it's kind of hoping for about 6 to 8 targets a week, 5 to 7 catches, and if we could break 80 yards, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy because Diggs, I was not as thrilled on, but you're right. Like, he's getting the work now. His 7 targets last week propelled him to be the number one targeted wide receiver on that team. Like, nobody could do anything with the head start. I thought Booty would be the guy. Pop Douglas is someone I've had faith in previous years. He didn't have a single target last week. So I do think Diggs is starting to get into that rhythm, especially as May gets more comfortable. So Diggs, I like. And then on the Bills side, we say it every single week, but Shakir and Coleman, they're interchangeable. It's like the Green Bay Packers wide receiver room. One of these guys is going to pop. It's always going to be the guy you don't start and the guy you leave on your bench. But again, like, we're in bye weeks. I feel comfortable flexing either Shakir or Coleman, and it's the 50-50 game.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, Shakir is your Romeo Doubs. Coleman is your Matthew Golden. I don't really want to start either one of them. Shakir in a PPR, I get it. Coleman, if you're a dog. And then tight ends, both these guys are streamable, Kincaid and Henry. Kincaid's a huge sell for me. His metrics are absolutely terrible compared to like what his output actually is. Not bad that he's playing bad. It's just it should not repeat. It should not continue with the usage that he's getting. They're rolling three tight ends out there right now. I don't know how you say that name. It sounds like he's from Buffalo. No offense up there for Buffalo people, but yeah.
Wow.
Who wins it?
8.5 is a lot of points. But have you seen the jerseys they're wearing? They're wearing like these white out. I think they're called like chill jerseys.
I'm excited.
So I'll give it to Buff. I'll give them 8.5 just for those jerseys.
Hey, swag points is a thing. Yeah, give me the Bills. Unfortunately, it's weird rooting for the Patriots. I've just hated them my entire life, and I find myself rooting for them now, weirdly.
Now you got Danny Dimes. You're like, what's up, little bro?
Yeah, they took their licks. The last few years since Brady left has been rough for them, so maybe it's that's the humility.
True. They got Vrabel again, though. They got Vrabel, so we can hate them again.
Monday Night Football, 2-2 Kansas City Chiefs take on the 3-1 Jags. I had to wipe my eyes, make sure I was reading that correctly. 46.5 point over under. Kansas City's favored by 3.5. That looks right. That looks about right.
There it is. We're back.
Patrick Mahomes, Studley Dudley this year. QB6, QB6, QB20, and QB3. He's had multiple games over 50 yards rushing, 4 touchdown passes in the last one, and this team's only getting healthier, fingers crossed. Rashee Rice coming back in a couple of weeks. Cannot wait for that one. But yeah, Patty, I'm starting him.
Absolutely no doubt in your mind. He's quarterback 3 on the season right now. His worst game was at the Giants, which is absolutely crazy to me. But yes, you're starting him, no question. But it's the other guy, right? Yeah, right? It's like, again, Mar, what are you doing? This one? Oh.
Yeah, we're flushing that turd. Get out of here, Trevor Lawrence.
Quarterback 28 both of the last 2 weeks. But again, if they want to stay competitive in this game, this is almost like, right? Like, remember just a few years ago, like these two teams played in the playoffs, and it's like Jacksonville's building something. You know, they're going to be somewhere. And look at where they are now. So it's tough. Yeah, we're not starting Trevor Lawrence. I'm just going down memory lane.
Just like the, so we're starting a quarterback for Kansas City, not on Jacksonville. Running back, we're not starting one on the Kansas City side, and we are for Jacksonville. Hunt, Pacheco, I'm out. I'm just done. I don't want them on my team. I don't want to be a part of that. Breshard Smith, I'm all about that, though. Give me that. Let me pick it up in the, in your 12-plus team leagues.
Crazy. I get Brian, these are the bye weeks. We need to help the people. Like, yeah, yes, they know to
get Pacheco off your team. I'm trying to help you folks.
Oh my goodness. Pacheco did find the end zone for the first time last week. Him and Kareem Hunt each have a single score. And I'm just looking, Kareem Hunt, he's had just looking over these last couple of weeks. Last week, Hunt had more rushes, 13-7. The week before that was they were tied 10 apiece. So I think I don't want to say Hunt's winning this backfield. I think you could flex either and just it's a Shakir Coleman situation for running back. And if you need that, if that's what it comes down to in these deeper leagues, I'm fine flexing either. If I had to choose one gun to my head, Pacheco's more talented, but I think Hunt is trending upward.
Yeah, I'd say pull the trigger. Are you kidding me? Come on. I don't want this. Hunt's last 4 games, 101 yards, 172 yards, 81 yards, 148. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. That was 2017. Hunt's done. He's cooked. Oh. Get him off the grill. Toss him out of here. It's Breshard Smith season. Let's go zero backs. Zero backs in the backfield. We're just going to pass. Give me that. ETN, I'll play him. You have to. Tootin.
Yeah, definitely you'll play
him. If you're in a hard zone, I'd rather play Tootin than both those wide receivers or the running backs over there.
You're crazy. You're a little bit. You're crazy.
Wide receivers. It's Xavier Worthy for me, and then I'm done on that side.
Yeah, definitely Xavier Worthy. We love him. Juju found the end zone again. Thornton found the end zone again. They keep just spreading the ball to these random guys, but I don't know if they repeat it. If I guess, again, for the bye weeks out there, maybe Juju. No, I can't carry Juju. I'm out on Juju. Xavier Worthy. You're right. You talk that. Listen, the Hunt Pacheco makes sense to me. I can't these wide receivers.
Oh yeah, no. Gross. On the other side, Brian Thomas Jr. If you like the pain, folks, you got to lean into it. You got to keep doing it. But that's all I'm doing over there. Like no Travis Hunter.
No Travis Hunter. I'm seeing dropped in 10 mans all across. I'm in. Yeah, I think 12 mans are even. I think 12 mans are even fine dropping him. Brian Thomas Jr., I just need to see how bad he is Okay, so as of now, 32 targets, 12 catches. That's bad.
That's gross. That's gross. Tight ends, Kelsey, I'm out. And Strange, it's not bad. He is like one of the best tight ends this year, just outside of the startable guys. Like when right once you start that streaming category, he's right there. He's right there. He's probably going to finish right about tight end 10, 12 this season. So not something you would really love to have on your team each and every week, but he's got playable weeks.
I'm sorry. I agree. I like Strange. Kelsey, I would start Kelsey. I think he could have, because I think he's going to still be a red zone target.
Unless you're playing tight ends that are married or engaged to pop stars, unless you get points for that, I'm out.
You should get points for that. That's
tight end 18, tight end 25, tight end 12. And tight end 12 is not impressive, folks. We just talked about that. That's Strange.
Okay. That's I'm just, I got distracted before, real quick. Brian Thomas Jr., 15th most targets across wide receivers, 51st most catches.
That's terrible. That's awful. Maybe you don't play him. Him and Jamar Chase can just hang out on the bench.
Oh, goodness.
Goodness. All right. Who wins it?
I mean, one of these teams is 3-1. One of these teams knows how to win. And they should. And the one loss they had was Zach Taylor's first ever week 2 win.
And this it came at the very end. This team hasn't, going into week 4, they had only trailed for like 20 seconds in the entire first 3 weeks.
This team should be 4-0. But I mean, Kansas City, they're getting the pieces back. They're getting the band back together. I think they're going to be okay. 3.5 fine.
Grody. Who wins it?
I'll give it to Kansas City. 3.5. I think they do it.
3.5 it is.
You know what? Jacksonville covers, but Kansas City wins.
Yeah, I'm going to take Jacksonville to win it. Let's get crazy. Let's get crazy.
AFC South.
Let's get crazy.
It's when Antonio Dimes does to a guy.
Let's go. Well, folks, that's it. We're wrapping it up. We're getting out of here for today. That's all you're going to have for the matchup episode. We appreciate you listening, coming out, hanging out with us, whether you're liking, subscribing on YouTube or over there on the podcast feed. Of course, check out the website, QBList.com. Football.pitcherlist.com. We've got the start sits. We've got the waiver wire. All those great articles. Mario, where can people find you and what you're working on?
Where can they find me? So you'll keep seeing me churning out those waiver wire articles. Those drop Tuesday mornings at the aforementioned football.pitcherlist.com. You'll find me on Twitter at Mario Adamo Jr. You'll find me on most of the waiver pods that drop Tuesday morning. You missed me this past week, but I'll be back the next week. Looking forward to that. Brian, where do the people find you?
It's here, folks. It's all over here on the QB list, whether it's the articles I'm a part of, the rankings I'm a part of, or here on the podcast. You can find it all over again on QBList.com. QBList.com. If you do want more of me, it's at @too_much_Brian on Twitter, at @too_much_Brian on Reddit and everything else. I do have my own YouTube page and podcast, Too Much Fantasy Football, if you're looking for a little bit more wild, little zany, crazy stuff over there. But usually you want it here, over here on the QB list podcast. Like I said, we got the rankings over there. It's me, it's Jay, our lead analyst. We've got Eric and Steve over there, so come check that out and all the amazing articles we've got. What we saw will catch you up on all things that happen if you don't watch the game. So we'll see y'all later. Thanks for listening. See ya!